弟兄姊妹们，大家好。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，虽然在一个特殊的环境中，
Thank the Lord that even in special circumstances,
主给我们有够用的恩典。
The Lord gives us sufficient grace.
在这个周末，我们仍然能够一同聚在他自己的脚前。
That this weekend we can still gather before his feet.
我们知道有一天主回来的时候，那个聚集是何等的喜乐。
We know that one day when the Lord returns, that gathering will be so joyful.
啊，这一次的周末，主给我的引领是和大家交通生命的操练。
This weekend, the burden that the Lord gave me was to share on this exercise of life.
像我们弟兄刚才提到的，就是我们一同在实际的肉身生活中有属灵的操练。
As our brother mentioned earlier, that in our practical life, we may have this spiritual exercise.
这一次我们所用的经文是在彼得后书第一章第一节到第十一节。
This time, the passage we are using is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 through 10.
我们借着彼得向我们的提醒和勉励，
And through our reminders and also the encouragement from our brother Peter,
我们交通八方面的操练。
we are sharing about eight aspects of, that we can exercise.
昨天呢，到昨天为止，我们交通了五方面。
Up until yesterday, we've already shared upon five of the aspects.
这次聚会，过去以后，至少把这八方面的我们都记在心里面。
And I hope that after this gathering, we can remember these eight aspects in our heart.
彼得劝勉我们说，我们既然蒙恩得救，都同得一样宝贵信心。
As our brother Peter reminded us that we have all been saved by his grace, and we have received the same faith of the same kind as ours.
我们就学习了来运用信心，操练信心。
Then we should learn to use this faith to exercise it.
有了信心，又加上德行。
And your faith supply moral excellence.
有了德行，再加上知识。
And in your moral excellence knowledge.
有了知识，加上节制。
And in your knowledge control.
有了节制，又加上忍耐。
And in your self-control perseverance.
我们昨天就交通到忍耐，今天我们要讲有了忍耐，又加上前进。
And so yesterday we shared up to perseverance and following in your perseverance godliness.
有了前进，又加上爱弟兄的心。
And in your godliness, brotherly kindness.
最后他说，有了爱弟兄的心，又加上爱，就是中文本想要说明，就是说爱众人的心。
And in your brotherly kindness, love. And the Chinese is translated as love for all people.
今天我盼望能够把这个简略的和弟兄姊妹分享完。
So I hope that I can very simply finish this sharing today.
请我们读一下彼得后书第一章第六节的那句话。
Let us read again first 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 6.
有了忍耐，又要加上前进。
And in your perseverance, godliness.
第二处圣经，我们请读彼得后书第三章第十节到第十三节。
Next, let us read 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 to 13.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要烧尽了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and earth and its works will be burned up.
这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人该当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
切切仰望神的日子来到， 在那日，天被火烧就消化了，有形质的都要被烈火融化。
Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning and the elements will melt with intense heat.
但我们照他的应许盼望新天新地，有意居在其中。
But according to his promise, we are looking for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells.
我们请再回头读 彼得后书3章第7节。
Now let us go backwards to chapter 3, verse 7.
但现在的天地还是凭着那命存留，直留到不敬虔之人受审判、遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。
But by his word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men.
我们读彼得后书，我们看见它有3方面的提醒和要点。
We see that there are three aspects of reminders and warnings here in 2 Peter.
第一个提醒呢，他彼得有一个热切、恳切的盼望，我们能够丰丰富富进主耶稣永远的国。
The first is that Peter exhorts us so that we may have abundant entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
第二个提醒，他要我们防备在末后世代的那些混乱和偏离的事情。
And the second is the warning that we must defend against the corruption and
Confusion。
the confusion in the last days.
弟兄姊妹，那是记载在第二章里面，他讲到仇敌呢。把真理的路破坏了。
And that is in chapter 2, where it speaks about how the enemy has broken the way of truth.
还有侍奉主的人，把那条直路把它变得弯曲了。
And that those who serve have twisted the straight way.
第三个方面呢，他讲到可能呢，有的人呢，本来尝过了，并且得着了这个救恩。却走了回头的路，用肉体的情欲来服侍。
And the third warning is that there were those who have tasted of the way of righteousness, and then they turned away and walked backwards.
这是在彼得后书第二章里面给我们看见的。
This is all in 2 Peter chapter 2.
那么第三章的重点，看见彼得讲到有
And we
审判。
see that in chapter 3, his emphasis is that there is judgment.
今天在神的儿女们中间，有很多人很认真问一个问题。
Today, among God's people, there's a question that people ask.
我们今生的生活和侍奉，到底有没有属灵的价值？
The service that we have today, is there any spiritual value?
所以我们在神儿女们中间，常常看见有不同的意见，甚至产生了争执。
And often we see that we have differences of opinion and they may cause conflict.
弟兄姊妹们，这是仇敌来破坏神的儿女
Brothers and sisters, this is what the enemy uses to break the people of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见彼得告诉我们呢，神乃是最后的判断者。
But brothers and sisters, we see that God is the final judge.
他的判断决定一切事物的价值。
And his judgment determines the value of all things.
我们知道每一个使徒，每一历世历代侍奉主的人，都会碰到这个问题。
We know that all who serve the Lord throughout history will encounter such a matter.
保罗在他写给哥林多的弟兄姊妹的书信里，
And as Paul was writing his letter to the Corinthians,
我们看见保罗也被别人论断，
we
这个
see that
叫人
Paul
很
was
痛苦。
also accused by others.
保罗，he was judged by
He was judged by others.
others。保罗说呢，今天别人给我的判断呢，我都不以为意。
But Paul said that he does not consider the judgments that other people give him.
他说呢，我连我自己我也不判断我自己，我不论断我自己。
And he said that he doesn't even judge himself.
他看见真正的那个决定呢，是在神自己身上。
Because he saw that the one who truly decides is the Lord is upon the Lord himself.
彼得也看见这件事情，
And Peter saw this matter
所以
too.
彼得后书第三章呢，彼得很清楚告诉我们，有一天一切事物的价值都要用火来衡量。
And Peter tells us very clearly that one day everything will be tested and its value will be determined by fire.
刚才我们读到的第三章的第十节。
Earlier we read chapter 3, verse 10.
他说呢，那个火先要把天上的，就是属灵的世界，所有那些背叛不法的事情，把它烧掉。
It says that first the heavens will pass away with a roar, and so the fire will first take out all the things that are in rebellion in the heavens, the spiritual
我们
world.
知道，那是指着那个抵挡神的撒旦说的。
And that speaks of Satan who opposes God.
那么接下来呢？他说，地和其上的物也都要被火烧掉。
And then the elements and also the earth and its works will be burned up.
啊，刚才我们弟兄是英文读到哈，这个地上的 elements，啊，地上所有的元素都要被火烧掉。
We see that all the elements of the earth will be destroyed with intense heat.
但是彼得好像看见了。在这个火烧的中间呢，最后留下来的东西，那就是有价值
But Peter sees all the things that are remained after these things, and that is what has value.
他告诉我们说，我们的为人该当怎样的圣洁，怎样的敬虔。
And so he says, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
啊，这个为人就说出我们生命的表现。
And this speaks of our expression of life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这就是这一次我们交通的主题。我们在生命上要有操练。
And this is the topic that we are sharing on this weekend, which is that we must have this exercise of life.
我想，我们每一个人在肉身中都不可能达到无罪的完全那样的圣洁。
I think it is impossible in our fleshly life to reach sinless perfection.
像今天早晨播饼，有人祷告。说呢，主啊，你若就察罪孽，谁能在你面前站立得住呢？
As was prayed today during the Lord's table, someone said that if you are to search our iniquities, who can stand?
但是呢，这个圣洁乃是在基督里的，
But this holiness is in Christ.
这个圣洁乃是在每一个蒙恩得救的人爱主的心智里面的。
This holiness is in all those who have been saved and who love the Lord.
若是我们把我们人生的目的、追求的目的的道路都照着神所定规的，
If our pursuit in life, if our goal in life is all determined by God,
换句话说，我们是和世界和宗教有分别的。
in other words, we have separated from this world, from religion.
啊，我们知道这个世界有两面，一个是物质的世界，另外一个是精神宗教的世界。
We know that this world has two aspects. One is the physical world, and one is the religious world.
啊，这个一般人讲这个精神啊，我们中国人讲哈，这就是我们的道德修养这一方面，不是出于神的，就在神的眼中看，那就是不圣洁的。
And the other aspect, which is that what we call the religious world, that is your morals and your conduct. If that is not from the Lord, then that is not pleasing to him.
所以过去有主的仆人们告诉我们呢。这个圣洁，它在我们实行中呢，就是我们被分别出来。
And so brothers and sisters before us have shared that this holiness means that we must separate.
我们这个人，我们一起奉主名的聚会是一个器皿。
And today, when we are gathered together in the Lord, that is a vessel.
啊，我们是个别的器皿，也是一个团体的器皿。
We are an individual vessel and we are also a corporate vessel.
这个器皿是可以被世界用呢，还是被单单的归给神，照着神的方式来用？
Will this vessel be used by the world or will it be only given to the Lord to use?
弟兄姊妹，那个叫做圣洁。
Brothers and sisters, this is holiness.
啊，今天在我们从新约圣经的领会，我们叫做分别为圣，叫做 sanctification，sanctified。
And today, in New Testament terms, it's sanctification.
啊，我们讲到这个圣洁 能够耐火的。
And this holiness is able to withstand the fire.
那么第二件事情就是敬虔。
And the second thing is godliness.
这就是今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹交通的第一个题目。
And this is the first point that I want to share with brothers and sisters this morning.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，彼得他要去见主的时候，他里面是充满了荣耀、喜乐，而且期盼。
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord, when Peter was about to meet the Lord, he was filled with joy and filled with hope.
他在肉身中跟随过主，他在灵里面跟随过主。
He had followed the Lord in the flesh and also followed the Lord in his spirit.
现在他成熟了，主看他配得为主的名，放下他自己的性命。
And now he had become mature, and the Lord was pleased to allow him to lay down his life for the Lord's name.
所以彼得马上就要与主会合，多开心啊！
So Peter was so joyful that he would soon be reunited with his Lord.
但是他爱神的儿女们，爱主耶稣所救赎的教会。
But he loved God's people and the church that God has saved.
所以他说了非常恳切的话。
And so he spoke these words of exhortation.
他提醒我们要追殷勤的追求有属灵价值的事情。
He said that what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness.
免得有一天火显现的时候，我们受亏损。
Unless one day when the fire reveals everything, then we suffer loss.
彼得劝我们在追求、在操练生命的事情上面要加上敬虔。
And so, Peter exhorts us that in our spiritual exercise, that to your perseverance add godliness.
我们知道这个字啊，今天在世界上人也用，说这个人很虔诚。
We know that this word is also used in the world. It's called pious.
这个虔诚呢，就是在人面前表现呢，对他所信的，对他所尊敬的人有一种恭敬的态度。
It means that there is this type of reverence or this type of respect to what they believe.
我看见呢，有时候传福音啊，有一些朋友他们很尊重我们所传的福音。
You know that in our gospel meeting, sometimes there are some gospel friends who really respect what we are preaching.
传完福音，我们有一点交通了。我看到好多朋友啊，我就觉得哇，他们真是很认真啊，他们就双手合十，就这个样子跟我们说话。
And after we have shared, and sometimes we go to greet them, we see that they really are very diligent. That when they come to meet us, they put their hands together and they greet us.
我们一看这种，我们就说哦，这个人有虔诚的表现。
And when we see that, we say that this person has an expression of piety.
这是一般人认为的敬虔。
And this is the godliness that most people think of.
可能呢，就是不信主的人，他们也有也可能也有这种的意念。
And perhaps those who do not believe in the Lord also have such thought.
但是圣经里面我们看见有一些呢，他们想要认识神，但是没有听过真理的人，他们也有一种敬虔的生活。
But we see that there are those who want in the Bible that they want to know the Lord but don't know Him, and they also have this pious life.
这种人呢，在他们的身上有一种的敬虔的品格。
And there is this form of godliness that we see in their lives.
比如说在《使徒行传》第十章那一个百夫长，意大利营的百夫长哥尼流。
An example is in Acts 10 when there was the centurion Cornelius.
圣经上面讲到他是一个敬虔的人，他的兵也是敬虔的兵。
The Bible describes him as a devout man and that all his soldiers were the same.
他因为敬畏神，他就多行善事，周济许多困难的人。
And he feared God, so he gave many alms to the people and to those who needed.
而且他是一个祷告的人。
And he was one who prayed.
虽然他不知道他祷告的这位真神在哪里，但是他却愿意跟他说话。
Even though he did not know who this real God is, he was willing to speak to him.
以至于他的祷告呢，神听见了，神就差遣天使去向他显现。
And God heard his prayer, and he sent an angel to reveal himself.
这是我们看见的，圣经记载的。也讲到这种叫做一种的虔诚敬虔。
See that this is also described as a type of piety in the Bible.
但是对于神的儿女们，对于教会，
But for God's people, His church.
我们知道主的话语给我们非常清楚的教导什么是神心中看见的敬虔。
We see that the Bible gives us a very clear instruction about what is the godliness in the Bible.
所以这个字啊，在翻译圣经的人，有的人把它翻成 religious，有的人把它翻译成 piety。
And we see that in the different translations, some versions use the word religious, some use the word pious or piety.
但是呢，翻到这个字的时候啊，这个定义的时候，我们看见有一个更好的翻译叫做 godliness，就是像神的样子。
But we see that when it comes to this phrase, that the better term is the term godliness, which means to be like God.
我们曾经讲到，神就是生命，
We have mentioned that God is life.
那么神的生命在他的里面，这是我们人看不见的。
And this life was in him, and it is what people cannot see.
神把他儿子的生命，就是他自己的生命，赐给每一个相信的人。
But he has given the life of his son, which is his own life, to all who believe.
如果你我不说话、不动作的，别人也看不见这个生命是什么，这个奥秘。
If we do not act, then no one can see this life that is in us.
但是，当我们行事为人，我们站起来走路，我们说话，就把它表现出来了。
But when we act, when we walk and we speak, then it is expressed.
那表现出来，他是一个人，但是他有像神的样子。
So we see that this person is a person, but he has this expression that is like God.
这个就叫做 godliness，就是我们讲的敬虔。
And that is godliness.
关于这个字最清楚的说明呢，就是在提摩太前书第三章。
And the clearest explanation or definition is in 1 Timothy chapter 3.
第三章第十五、第十六节，
In verse 15 and verse 16.
我读一下给大家听。
I will read it to everyone.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
But in case I am delayed, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth.
大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然。就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
By common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
在这两节圣经里面，主的话让我们看见什么是教会。
In these two verses, God shows us what is the church.
他说，教会就是永生神的家，
He said that the church is the eternal household of God.
或者说，教会就是神的家。那么神是永生的神。
Or that it is the church of the living God.
那么教会有两个特点。
There are two special aspects.
这两个特点也说出教会在地上的职分和功用。
And this speaks of the ministry and the function of the church on earth.
第一个，教会是真理的储藏的地方，
First is that the church is the pillar of truth.
是真理的见证的地方，见证真理的地方。
It is a place where truth is
所以他说
testified.
柱石和根基，这个柱石讲到见证。
And so it is the pillar and support of the truth. This pillar speaks of
那
testimony.
个根基它其实是一个储藏库，是一个 storehouse。
And this pillar or support also refers to a storehouse.
弟兄姊妹们，今天要认识真理，必须来到神的家里面。
Today, if you want to know truth, you must come to God's
那么，
house.
真正奉主名聚会，我们在地上的，在神眼中看为有价值的，乃是我们能够照着真理而行，把真理活出来。
And to be gathered in the Lord's name, to be pleasing to him and to have value to him, we must gather in accordance to his truth.
第二点啊,
And the second
他就是在
point.
第十六节, 教会呢, 把敬虔那个奥秘想给世人看。
In verse 16, we see that the church demonstrates the mystery of godliness to the world.
这一个敬虔呢, 就是神儿女们一起聚会的时候, 那属灵的氛围, 我们称它叫做属灵的空气。
And this is the when brothers and sisters are gathered together, this is the characteristic of the church, which is a spiritual atmosphere.
我们知道仇敌也很懂这个东西的。
You know that the enemy is very familiar with this.
他不一定，他里面没有神的生命，但是他要做出一个好像敬虔的空气。
And though the enemy doesn't have the life of God, he tries to create something like a spiritual atmosphere.
我有一次到德国去啊，
Once I went to Germany,
有人带我去参观科隆的那个大主教座堂。
Someone invited me to go to the Great Cathedral in Cologne.
哇，我第一次见到这个天主教这个，哇，那个座里面天，这屋顶高的啊，至少大概有八九层楼那么高。
And when I went inside, I was very fascinated because the height of this building was 8 or 9 stories tall.
你一进到里面就觉得自己很渺小，哇，那就很神圣了，好像很虔诚了。
And when you go in, you feel how small you are, and it's almost like it is such a place with godliness.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多神的儿女们呢，也会被这种的，这种的气氛，这种的感觉所感动啊。
And to brothers and sisters today, many believers may also be moved by such a supposed atmosphere.
但是保罗说不是这个，敬虔是一个奥秘。
But Paul says that this is not the case. This is that godliness is a mystery.
你可以感觉到那个氛围，但是你却不知道它的源头和它的原因。
You can feel the atmosphere, but you don't know its source and its reason.
那么使徒保罗告诉我们说，这是 是一个大的奥秘，今天他盼望神的儿女们能够摸得着，能够彰显出来。And
Paul says that this is a great is the mystery of godliness, and he hopes that God's people can touch it and understand it.
他说就是神在肉身显现。He
who is revealed in the flesh.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，提摩太前书第3章16节，很多读圣经的人讲。 这直接应验在主耶稣基督做人的身上。Brothers
and sisters, many people say that 1 Timothy 3:16 was fulfilled upon the life of the Lord Jesus himself.
主耶稣在地上行走的时候，他就是神的家。When
the Lord Jesus was walking on the earth, he was the house of God.
因为圣灵住在他里面，住得最安息。He
is the Holy Spirit dwelt in him and was at peace.
父神在他里面得着完全的主权和尊重。
And the Father had full supremacy and authority over him.
那么3章15节16节啊，所有的事情都应验在主耶稣的身上。
And in verse 16, all these things were fulfilled upon the Lord Jesus' life.
那么我们更进一步的看呢，这第16节它的全面的应验乃是借着教会。
But if we look more deeper, we see that this verse is fully fulfilled through the church.
借着所有蒙救赎、被主的爱充满的神的儿女们，我们有这个心愿，要把这敬虔的奥秘活出来。
Through those who have been saved by grace, through God's people, that we want to live out this godliness.
亲爱弟兄姊妹，地上啊，若是所有神的儿女们 都明白，而且愿意这样子来聚会来生活。
But sisters, if all the people on earth understand and want to gather and to live in this way,
那么地上呢，就充满了敬虔的空气。
Then this world will be filled with the spiritual atmosphere.
我们知道呢，美国哈是所谓的清教徒他们建立的一个国家。
We know that that America was founded largely by the Puritans.
他们早年到了美洲来的时候，美国呢有一个敬虔的空气。
When they came to this new world, there was a godly atmosphere.
因为这一般呢, 遵循神旨意的神的儿女们把这个空气带来了，那是一个奥秘。
And these people who wanted to follow God's will, they brought this atmosphere in, and it's such a mystery.
我们看见今天的这近前的空气啊，不仅从欧洲已经失去了，在美洲大陆上面呢，也越来越淡薄了。
And we see that this spiritual atmosphere has been lost in Europe, and even in the States, it is becoming fainter and fainter.
我们中间可能有年轻的弟兄姊妹，你们从来没有经历过这个事情。
And perhaps some of the young people in our midst have never experienced this.
前不久，我听一位弟兄传福音啊。
But not long ago, I heard a brother who was preaching the gospel.
他说他是在1979年还是1980年到美国来。
He said that he came to the U.S. in 1979 or 1980.
他说："朋友们，你知道吗？那个时候我在美国读书啊，星期天是没有地方去买东西的。"
He said, "Brothers and sisters, did you know, when he was studying in the U.S. on Sunday, there was no place where you could go to buy anything.
街上没有车的，
There were no cars on the road.
非常安静的，
It's very quiet."
有一种敬虔的氛围在整个城市里面。
There was this spiritual atmosphere that existed upon the entire city.
哦，我听到的时候，我很有感触，因为我是1975年到美国来的。
And when he said that, I had great feeling because I came to the States in 1975.
15年的时候，我是到华盛顿州的西雅图。
And at that time, I went to Seattle in Washington.
主日早上，街上呢，除了去聚会的人开的车以外，没有别的车的。
And on Sunday morning, except for those who were driving to meet, there was no cars on the road.
那时候所有的 grocery store supermarket 都是关门的，
And during that time, all the grocery stores or supermarkets would be closed.
没有一个玩乐的地方是开门的。
And there were no amusement places or any activities that were open.
我们一到了主日，所有的大学生都感觉到有一种敬虔的空气，大家安静下来。
And on Sunday, all the students at school could feel this spiritual atmosphere that existed.
我记得那时候我们星期天买菜都要下午2点半以后，才开市的。
And remember that in the past, on Sunday, if we want to buy groceries, we have to wait until 2:30 in the afternoon before they opened.
为什么会这样呢？因为美国的基督徒们，他们认识这个敬虔的奥秘。
And why was that? Because back then, the Christians in the US, they understood this mystery of godliness.
很可惜啊，今天的教会在这个世界上被世界的风气拉来拉去，而不是改变这个世界的氛围。
Unfortunately, by today, the church is pulled by the currents of this world rather than changing the world.
有人感觉呢，到神的儿女们的聚会里面，不如到世界好，因为神的儿女们用的世界的方法，世界用的更自由。
And some people say if you come to the church, they would rather go to the world because the church uses the ways of the world, but the world is able to use its own ways more freely.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这是非常可惜的，因为我们不明白神的话。
Brothers and sisters, this is very unfortunate because we do not understand the word of God.
我们也辜负了神，救我们，他在我们身上所托付给我们的使命和功用。
And we have also neglected the burden that the Lord gave us to and our function on earth.
使徒保罗告诉我们说，敬虔呢，是神在肉身显现。
Paul tells us that godliness is he who is revealed in the flesh.
第一个就是主耶稣基督把敬虔活出来了。
The first one is that Jesus lived out this godliness.
第二个就是由基督生命的神的儿女们把敬虔活出来。
The second is those who have the life of Christ, so God's people who live out this
而要
godliness.
活出这个生命，我们需要在生命上操练。
In order to live this out, we must have the exercise of life.
保罗在哥罗西书第3章第4节说："基督是我们的生
In Colossians 3:4, Paul says that Christ is our life.
”亲爱的弟兄姊妹，基督是我们肉身的生命，是我们魂的生命，也是我们灵的生命。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is the Lord of our earthly life, our soul life, and also our spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹， 那么神要借着这个生命，使教会把敬虔的奥秘彰显出来。
And through this life, the Lord wants to reveal the mystery of godliness.
那保罗继续说啊，他说被圣灵称义。
And following, Paul says he was vindicated in the Spirit.
啊，弟兄姊妹，今天圣灵住在每一个神的儿女们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, today the Holy Spirit dwells in each one of us.
啊，圣灵在人的身上，我们昨天讲到，他来教我们各样的功课，他是恩高来带领我们。
As we shared yesterday, the Holy Spirit teaches us of all things. He is the anointing.
我们接受圣灵的管制。
And when we are governed by the Holy Spirit,
弟兄姊妹，那么我们才能够显出，在神的面前，在人的面前说，这个生活是对的。
then we are able to show before others that this life is right.
所以教会啊，今天活出一个义的生活，不是你我比别人一公义啊，弟兄姊妹，乃是。圣灵做成的。
So today, for the church to live out this righteous life, it's not that we are better than others, but it is the work of the Holy Spirit.
这就是被圣灵称义。
And this is to be vindicated in the Spirit.
然后呢，他说要被天使看见。
And then he says that he is seen by the angels.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？今天你我在地上，无论是个人或教会全体的一举一动。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that today, whether it is an individual or the whole church moving together,
不仅神看见，
not only does God see it,
不仅那些守本位、顺服神的天使看见，
not only do the angels who follow the God see it,
并且呢，我们知道那背叛堕落的那些天使们，他们也在看。
But even those fallen angels, they are also watching.
所以保罗在以弗所书第3章第10节说哈，他说教会今天在地上。的生活和侍奉，
So in Ephesians 3 verse 10, Paul says about the church's service and on earth.
是叫那些在灵界的天使们看见神百般的智慧。
Is that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places?
弟兄姊妹，你我有没有常常有这个感觉啊？
Brothers and sisters, do you often have this feeling?
好，我们是被。仔细在观看的，
That people are scrutinizing us?
不是 people，而是 the
Or
angels。
that the angels are watching us closely?
对的，弟兄姊妹被天使看见，天使要看这一般人他们的聚会生活里面属灵空气是敬虔的呢，还是世俗的？
And that they are looking to see whether the living in this church is godly or if it's common.
或者是呢，这个是。是宗教的呢，还是真正属天的呢？
Or is it religious or is it truly heavenly?
我刚才已经讲到了，今天有很多外貌敬虔的，里面充满了宗教的空气，但是没有敬虔的那个实际。
Today, as we said, that there are many who have filled with this form of godliness and have this religious atmosphere, but there is no true godliness there.
所以教会的见证，第一个是向灵界的天使们做见证。
So the church's testimony is first to the spiritual world, to angels.
然后呢，他才讲到被传于外邦。
And then he mentions preached or proclaimed among the nations.
这是教会在地上一个很重要的功用哈，要拯救失丧的人。
And this is such an important ministry of the church on earth to save those who are lost.
弟兄姊妹，如果教会有敬虔的实际啊，我们不一定是传福音的聚会，朋友们走进来就得救了。
Brothers and sisters, if the reality of godliness is upon the church, then even outside the gospel meetings, if gospel friends come in, they will be saved.
你有没有碰见过这样的光景啊？
Brothers and sisters, have you encountered such a circumstance?
我是非常羡慕这种情形。
I truly desire to see such a
因为
circumstance.
我见过一些聚会哈，他们不是传福音，但是那一天好多人得救。
I saw that it wasn't a gospel meeting that day, but there were so many who were saved.
因为在那个聚会里面有一种敬虔的喜乐。
Because there was this godly joy that existed there.
有一种敬虔的圣洁,
this godly holiness that existed.
叫人的心就浮下来了,
so, that
被吸引,
people's, so that people's hearts submitted, they were drawn.
所以敬虔下一步就是被世界的人所信服，说这真是神才能做的事情。
So the next step is that they are believed on in the world. This is truly God's work. Only God could do it.
不是这些人做出来的,
it isn't what some people did.
神做出来的,
but God did it.
那么敬虔还不仅停在这里,
but godliness does not stop there.
他说被接到荣耀里,
it says taken up in glory.
这更直接的一个翻译就在荣耀中被提上去了。
And it, if you want a more
就是,
if you want a more direct translation, it is that in glory you are taken up.
Yeah, 这个英文就讲得很清楚啊,
so it's very clear in the English.
就告诉我们说敬虔呢,
it shows us that the result of godliness is
glory.
That godliness allows us to have this glorious condition and then we are taken home.
彼得告诉我们说, 神已经将生命和前进的事在我们得救的时候给了我们。
Peter tells us that when we were saved, he has given granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
这是我们与生俱来的天赋。
And this is the promise we have from our Heavenly Father.
或者说, it comes with our birth.
Oh, it comes with our birth.
我们一生下来就有这个敬虔的本质在里面了。
That as soon as we were born, we have this character of godliness in us.
但是呢, 要把它表现出来, 需要追求, 需要操练的。
But in order to express it, it requires us to pursue in order to, and to exercise.
就好像我们每一个人呢, 从父母得着了我们肉身的生命。
It's like how we have received our earthly life from our parents.
我们有一个健全的身体。
We have a complete body.
但是这一个身体啊, 要健康, 要强壮, 要能够应付生活中各样的挑战。
But this body needs to be healthy and needs to be strong so that it can take on all the challenges of life.
就需要锻炼,
and that requires training.
Exercise.
Or exercising.
还需要保养, nourishment.
And also needs to be nourished.
同样的, 属灵生命也是一样。
And the spiritual life is the same.
我们也需要属灵的锻炼,
we also need spiritual exercise.
这就是这一次我们讲的生命的操练,
which is the exercise of life that we are talking about.
保罗告诉我们说, 你锻炼身体有益处, 但那益处很局限性的。
And Paul says that a physical exercise, that there is some benefit, but it is little benefit.
但是如果我们操练敬虔呢, 他说凡事都有益处。
But he's says that if we exercise ourselves the godliness, then there is great benefit.
他说因为呢, 神给我们呢, 不仅是今生, 你操练敬虔呢, 今生蒙福啊, 而且你来生的应许都给我们。
Yes, it says that it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come.
弟兄姊妹, 我们知道基督徒啊, 不仅有今生呢, 将来还有一个来生, 然后再进到永世里面。
So there is not only the life today, but there is also the life to come and then eternal life.
许多读圣经的弟兄姊妹告诉我们，我们来生是有一千年的。
And many who read the Bible tells us that this that the future life is the 1,000 years.
The coming age,
the coming age.
有一千年。我们今生呢，有的人活20岁，有的人活60岁，有的人活80岁。
And the today's age, and in this present age, there are people who live 20 years, 60 years, 8 years.
那么我们这地上短短的年日做什么呢? 要锻炼身体, 不是锻炼身体, 要锻炼我们的敬虔。
And what are we doing in this short time we have? It is to exercise our, it is to exercise this life, godliness.
弟兄姊妹, 好像那1000年呢, 我们能够成为一个丰富,
so that in those 1,000 years, we may be abundant and we may be filled with joy.
保罗说, 我一生的劳苦, 所有的努力, 啊, 所有受的苦难, 都是为着操练敬虔。
Paul says that all the sufferings that he has suffered in this present life is is to strive for that godliness.
啊，这是在提摩太前书第四章第七节到第十节，保罗
This
说的。
is in First Timothy 4:7-10.
他说：“我们为此劳苦啊，有的地方讲是，许多的奋斗和挣扎。
For it is for this we labor and strive.
还有呢，他常常感觉到困倦疲乏。
And often he may feel a lot of
fatigue。
fatigue.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，在这些点上面，他一切他都有一个真正的目标啊，就是要操练敬虔。
But in all these things, he has a goal, which is to exercise this godliness.
啊，基督的生命借着这些苦难流露出来，
That the life of Christ can flow out through such suffering.
巴不得主开我们的眼睛，我们也能够愿意这样生活。
May the Lord open our eyes that we are willing to live in this way too.
保罗告诉我们说：“凡是立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的人，都要立这个心志，要接受苦难。
And Paul says that all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
”这个是在提摩太后书第三章12节里面
That is
讲
in 2
说的一些，
Timothy 3, verse 12.
在这里说不但如此。凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。
Indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
弟兄姊妹们，所以遭遇一点逼迫我们一定很难受的，我们会哭的，会有时候会在主面前讲说主啊，岂有此理啊！
And sometimes, when we suffer such things, we may have tears, and we may go before the Lord and ask.
我认识一位姊妹，
I once knew a sister
她的父亲跟我父亲他们年轻的时候是同学。
whose father was a who was also the a fellow student in our young age.
在军校的时候，我的父亲是军人，
Oh, his father and my father were both in the same military school.
他们是同一期的
In the same grade.
那么这个姊妹，她的母亲是一个敬虔爱主的妈妈。
And this mother was a godly mother who loved the Lord.
在他们小的时候，她说，她妈妈常常被她周围邻居的这些妈妈们呢，这个占便宜。
And she said that when she was young, that her mom would often be taken advantage of by those around her.
她每次占完便宜，孩子们都愤愤不平啊。但是这个妈妈说没有关系啊，主耶稣高兴就好了。
And every time something like this happened, all her kids would always be very angry, but the mother would say, It's okay, as long as the Lord Jesus is happy.
但是别人有的时候占了他的便宜了，还骂他，哎呀，那他就受不了了。
But sometimes when others would take advantage of her and also reprimand her, then she would not be able to take
They
it.
reproach her.
Or reproach her, then she would not be able to take it.
所以呢，或者 slander her，说她坏话。
Or sometimes they would slander her.
哎呀，这个妈妈回到家，有的时候在祷告的时候就跟主说：“主啊，岂有此理啊
And then when the mother returned home, sometimes she would pray to the Lord.
你看，主耶稣在上十架之前被羞辱。
We saw how our Lord was shamed before he went to the cross.
主耶稣是被骂不还口。
And yet, when he was slandered, he did not open his mouth.
受害不说威吓的话，
When he was harmed, he did not speak words of threatening.
那是何等的一个表现呐！
Such an expression that
那是
was.
何等一个敬虔
It was such godliness.
啊！所以难怪主耶稣断气了以后，地大震动，
No wonder when the Lord Jesus breathed his last that the entire earth shook.
磐石裂开。
And that the veil was torn.
那个 the rock
哦，the
was
rock was
split。
torn.
我们看见了，坟墓里面的死人都起来了。
And we see that the dead in the graves arose.
那个执行主耶稣死刑的那个百夫长就说这个人真是个义人，真是神的儿子。
And the centurion who was watching the Lord said, Truly, this is the Son of God. Truly, this was a righteous man.
弟兄姊妹们，今天过敬虔的生活，你逃避不了苦难和逼迫。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to live a godly life today, it is impossible to escape suffering and persecution.
若是主许可这些事情临到我们，
If the
我们
Lord
要感
allows,
觉，
if the Lord allows these things to happen to us,
要感觉呢，主啊，你把这个机会给我，没给别人，
we should
感
thank
谢
Him
你。
because this is an opportunity that He gave us and not others.
啊，弟兄姊妹，因为主看我们可以学一些这样的属灵的操练。
Because the Lord has seen that we can learn some of these exercises of the Spirit.
我们怎么样操练进前呢？
So how do we exercise godliness?
我们有了这个认识以后啊，我们要除去自己里面那些不进前的心。
So we must, when we have these, this knowledge, we must first remove all ungodliness from our hearts.
有些事情呢，我们要逃避的。
There are certain things that we must flee.
啊，在提摩太前书不第六章第三节到第十一节哈、啊，保罗告诉提摩太。
In 1 Timothy 6, 3 through 11,
保罗告诉提摩太说，这些事你要逃避。
Paul speaks of things, he says to flee from these things.
啊，我们今天在环境中啊，有很多不敬虔的说法的，我们听都不要听，想都不要想，更不要说去接受。
And today we may see that there are many ungodly things that exist around us. We should not listen or hear, and we definitely should not try to accept them.
好，我们呢，心中啊要逃避啊自我的感觉，我们的好胜的感觉，通通要逃掉。
But we must flee from the feeling of being self-righteous or being
这个好胜，并这个
or being self-holy
好胜啊，要 come 什么？Pull ahead of people,
or this desire, or this ambition to pull ahead of others.
Yeah, 我们总是这个哈、啊，所以今天在美国有一种啊，我们做人要很刚厚。
They people who want to be men have to be tough.
Be tough, yeah. 啊，现在的年轻人用 tough 啊，我们以前那个时候大家谈的，这个人很刚厚，他做什么都很 aggressive 啊，这个要逃避的。
Or in the past, so they would say that the someone has to be aggressive, but we must flee from these things.
甚至我们呢，想要追求成功啊，都要很小心的。
And even if we want to pursue success, we must be very careful.
保罗警告提摩太，他说：“有人以敬虔为得利的门路啊，这个是很可怕的。”
And Paul warns Timothy that there are some who use godliness as a way of to success, and that is very dangerous.
A way of gaining, 哈，他要得，不仅得钱财，得名声，得地位，得人的尊重。
Not only to gain riches, but also to gain position and to gain honor.
弟兄姊妹，这是操练金钱的人呢、啊，我们抓到机会要逃避的。
Brothers and sisters, if we want to pursue godliness, we must flee from these things.
操练金钱的人要把眼睛定在主的身上。
And those who want to pursue godliness,must put our eyes upon the Lord.
要用信心来注视主。
To behold the Lord in faith.
把我们的盼望放在神的身上。
And our hope must be on God.
还有操练信心啊，保罗劝提摩太啊，不要认为你还年轻，以后还有的是时间机会可以操练。
And Paul also exhorts Timothy not to look down on his youth, and don't think that you have time when you are old.
好，很多时候我们想呢，我现在不学，以后我就会学了。
Many times we think that if we don't learn it now, we can learn it later.
啊，保罗说你要趁着年轻呢，就要操练敬虔。
But Paul exhorts him that you should exercise godliness even when you are young.
所以在教会生活里面，看见有一些年轻弟兄姊妹哈，他们态度不一样了，我们真是叫人心里面喜乐。
And so in the church, when you see that there are some young people who have a different attitude, then you should be filled with joy.
好，接下来我要和弟兄姊妹交通第七个点。
Next, I want to share about the seventh point.
彼得在这里告诉我们说，有了敬虔，又要加上爱弟兄的心。
And he says, in your godliness, add brotherly kindness, or brotherly love.
这是在彼得后书第一章第七节。
This is in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 7.
我们一起读一下 约翰一书第三章十四节。
Let us read 1 John chapter 3 verse 14.
约翰一书三章十四节。
1 John 3:14.
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的人住在死中。
We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. He who does not love abides in death.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
凡信耶稣是基督的，都是从神而生。凡爱生他之神的，也必爱从神生的。
Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and whoever loves the Father loves the child born of him.
这两处的经文给我们看见什么叫做弟兄相爱。
These two verses show us what is brotherly love.
第一个，弟兄相爱这个爱啊，是随着生命而来的。
First, this love, this brotherly love comes with birth.
是因为出于同一个生命，同一个血缘。他就在我们的里面的。
Because we are born of the same life of the same blood, so he is in us.
在我们天然肉身的生命里面是这个样子，对不对？
That is what we see in our natural life.
所以在美国有一个，我们是家人 ，we are family. 他之间就有一种的亲和力，有一种的帮底。
We know that when we say that we are family, it means that there's this bond that exists between family members.
我们因着主耶稣的救恩
，because of the Lord's salvation，
我们在基督里，我们成为神的儿女。
In Christ, we have also become God's children.
所以我们就彼此为弟兄了。
And so now we have become brothers.
这个弟兄也包含了我们的姊妹们。
And this also includes the sisters.
因为在姊妹们里面的生命和弟兄们里面得着的基督都是一样的生命，神儿子的生命。
Because the life that is in sisters is the same life that is in brothers, that is the life.
这个弟兄相爱，简单的讲就是属灵的亲情。
And this is the and this is to be spiritual relatives.
或者有人这样讲，这个属灵的亲情啊，叫做 spiritual family tie.
Oh, spiritual family ties.
弟兄姊妹，你感觉到这是家人，是自然的，是从里面出来的。
It is natural, you can feel it, and it is from within.
我们得救了以后，但是在实际生活中，弟兄姊妹的表现却各有个人的样子。
And we have been saved, but we all have different expressions of life.
所以彼得劝我们呢，我们要追求生命的操练中要追求弟兄的爱。
And so, Peter exhorts us that in our godliness, we must pursue this brotherly love.
我们记得在福音书里面有一次，主耶稣的妈妈和他的兄弟来找主。
We recall that once in the Gospels that Jesus's mother and his siblings went to find him.
在马可福音第三章三十五节
，In Mark,
主在房子里面，他们在外面。
In Mark 3:35, Jesus was inside the house and his family was outside.
所以有人先来通报，告诉主说：“主啊，你的母亲、你的弟弟来了，他们在找你。”
And then at that time, someone told him, "Behold, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you."
主耶稣那一天呢，怎么回答的？
But how did Jesus answer?
主说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的兄弟呢？
He said, "Who are my mother and my brothers?"
他说，凡遵行神旨意的，他看着他周围的这些门徒们呢，他说，凡遵行我旨意的，就是我的母亲，就是我的弟兄了。
And looking about at those who were sitting around him, for whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother.
可见弟兄相爱的操练啊，跟遵行神旨意的程度有关系啊。
And so the exercise of brotherly love is related to doing the will of God.
我们这个生命呢，要从实际的为人和生活中彰显出来。
And this life must be expressed in reality.
在遵行主旨意的事情上彼此相爱啊，我们才真正的领略到什么叫做弟兄。
That we must, in doing the will of God, we must love one another, and then we truly know what it means to be brothers.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道神的儿子啊， 他尊贵，他是神的儿子，但是因着救恩呢，他称呼你是弟兄，称呼他是弟兄，他不以为羞耻。
Brothers and sisters, you know that the Lord Jesus is he is in great honor, and yet he is not ashamed to call us brothers.
啊，这是在希伯来书第二章里面给我们看见的。
And that is what we see in Hebrews chapter 2.
啊，所以我们遇见主的时候啊，你觉得好舒服啊，因为你遇见了你的哥哥，你的长兄啊。
And so when you meet the Lord, you feel very much at ease because he is your elder brother.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个是弟兄相爱，从基督的身上显出来。
Brothers and sisters, this is brotherly love. It comes from the life of Christ.
那么接下来我要和弟兄姊妹再读一点经文。
Next, I want to read another passage.
约翰福音第13章第34节、35节，
John 13, verse 34 and 35.
主在最后的晚餐
During the Last Supper.
给他的门徒们一个新命令。
He gave a new commandment to his disciples.
这里说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
最后一句，主说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒
Again, by this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another.
了。”在这两句话里的里面，我们看见，
In these two verses, we see.
弟兄相爱啊，是直接的关系到教会的实行和教会的见证。
That brotherly love directly concerns the practice of the church and the testimony of Jesus.
神救我们，
The Lord God saved us.
不只是要我们单独的、个别的做神的儿女，
Not just for us to be individual children of God.
个别的做基督徒来追求爱主。
To be individual Christians who pursue the Lord and to love the Lord.
神是把我们生在他的家中的，
But God has birthed us in his house.
而神的家是一个宇宙中最大的家庭。
And his house is the greatest, largest family in the universe.
是极其丰富的。
And it's very abundant.
我们知道，今天呢，有一些弟兄姊妹，你肉身在父母亲的家里，你是独生子女。
And sister, we know that there are some who are single children in their parents' houses.
但是我们每一个人重生得救了以后，
We are saved by grace.
都不是神的独生子女。
We are no longer in the single children of
我们
God.
得救以后，一张开眼睛看，我周围有好多的兄弟姊妹，
When we believe in the Lord, we look around us and we see that we have so many brothers and
那么
sisters.
神命令我们，
And God has commanded
也教导我们，
and also taught us.
带领我们来彼此相爱。
He leads us to love one another.
弟兄的爱啊，它是一个亲情，
Because the love of the brother is this family tie.
是与生俱来的。
It is through birth.
但是呢，要活出丰满来，是需要受教导、需要学习和追求
But to live this out, we must learn, we must hold fast.
的。所以主把这个命令给我们，他告诉我们说，我怎样爱你们，你们就要用那个爱来彼此相爱。
And so the Lord Jesus commands us as that you love one another, even as I have loved you.
我们刚才讲到哈，这个命令呢是关乎教会的实行和见证。
As we mentioned earlier, this directly concerns the practice of the church and the testimony of Jesus.
教会的实行啊，我们一般称作教会的道路。
And the practice of the church, we often say, is the way of the church.
我们一开头第一堂就讲到哈，道路是关乎见证的。
As we mentioned in the first session, that the way concerns testimony.
就是我们在所有的事情安排上面，啊，我们是不是把它，啊，这我们的做法，那个叫做道路。
That in everything that we do, the way we do things, that's the way.
如果我们从圣经里面看见主对于教会见证的那个道路，
and if through the Bible we see the way of the church that relates to God's testimony,
我们肯走上去呢，才
and if
能
you're
把
willing
弟
to walk
兄，
upon it,
我们才能够把弟兄相爱的实际彰显出来。
Then are we able to demonstrate the reality of loving one another?
我要读一下另外一处的经文，马太福音23章。
I will read another passage in Matthew 23.
这是主对门徒们的一个教导。
And this is what Jesus taught his disciples.
第七节到第十二节。
In verse 7 through verse 12.
主在这里啊，讲到当时犹太教里面的法利赛人他们的情况。
He was speaking about the Pharisees in Judaism.
主说呢，又喜爱人在街市上问他安，称呼他拉比，但你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们都是弟兄。
And they love respectful greetings in the marketplaces and being called rabbi by men, but do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher and you are all brothers.
也不要称呼地上的人为父，因为只有一位是你们的父，就是在天上的父。
Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven.
也不要受师尊的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的师尊，就是基督。
Do not be called leaders, for one is your leader, that is Christ.
你们中间谁为大，谁就要做你们的用人。凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
But the greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself shall be humbled, and whoever humbles himself shall be exalted.
这一段圣经啊，好像是主对教会以后发展会发生的会遇见的一些的问题哈，他有一个这个他有一个预言。
And so this seemed to be a prophecy that the Lord was saying regarding what would happen eventually as the church grew.
他有一个教导。
And there is a teaching.
我们知道在犹太人主耶稣那个时代。
We know that during Jesus' time for the Jews,
犹太人有很多的会堂。
We know that they have many synagogues.
那每一个会堂里面，他们都有一位拉比。
And each synagogue there was a rabbi.
专门来教导圣经的。
And they would teach the Bible.
那么主耶稣说，以后啊，当圣灵降临了，神在地上的教会。
And the Lord Jesus said is that eventually, that in the future when the Holy Spirit comes down for the dwells among men in the church.
他告诉门徒们说，你们中间呢，不要有人自己去做拉比。
He said that no one among you should go to be a rabbi.
因为你们呢，只有一位老师，你们彼此之间都做弟兄。
For one is your teacher and you are all brothers.
那么他也说呢，不要称呼地上的人为父。
Do not call anyone on earth your father.
我们知道从第六世纪开始哈。
You know that starting in the 6th century.
其实在第二世纪开始。
And even as early as the 2nd century.
就有所谓父的称呼在神的儿女们中间。
There was this term fathers among God's people already.
啊，所以第二世纪啊，我们知道有这个所谓的教父啊，叫做 church fathers。
We know that in the 2nd century, there was already these people known as the church fathers.
我在读大学的时候，我有一些同学啊，他们对于早期教父的这个那些智慧的话非常欣赏的。
When I was in college, there were certain people I knew who very much admired the teachings of the church fathers.
这些都是好的，但是后来变成了一个地位，变成一个头衔。
But eventually, these are all good things, but eventually they became a position.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见天主教里面的最最这个基本的第一个阶段侍奉主的人就被称作 father, 就是神父。
We know that in the Catholic Church, the first one who The first spot who serves God's people is known as a father.
那么他们的最高的阶级的那个教皇呢，被称作叫做 Holy Father。
And then the Pope is known as the highest position is the Holy Father.
弟兄姊妹们，好像主耶稣早就看见教会的眼镜会产生这些事情。
It's as if Jesus was looking through the lens, and he could already see what would happen in the church.
那么也说呢，不要受师尊的称呼，
And he said, "Do not be called leaders
啊，或者
or
teachers 啊，
teachers.
我们不要做别人的老师。
We should not be someone else's teacher."
对不起，我讲一点，啊，我有一两次机会，到中国国内去。
And so I just wanted to share, there were two times when I went to mainland China.
有时候也碰见一些朋友们，我们吃饭，哎，他就很尊重，称你做某某老师。
And then sometimes we would go out to eat dinner with some people, and they were very honorable, and they would say, so-and-so teacher.
我跟他讲，我不是老师，我跟你一样的。
But I would tell them that I am not a teacher, I am the same as you.
弟兄姊妹们，你就看见，这是人对人的一种尊重，哈。但是呢，这些东西会伤害做弟兄的那个实际。
And brothers and sisters, you see that this is a term of respect that people use, but this can hurt this reality of brothers.
为什么呢？因为人与人之间这种的尊重它里面就是人的礼貌和人的友情。
Why? Because this respect that exists is people being polite and people being
Friendly，
and friendly.
弟兄姊妹，那么在教会里面呢，那个属灵的氛围，那个真实的爱的流露呢，它也不是没有但是就显得微弱了。
And in the church, this flow of love, it's not that it's gone, but it becomes weakened.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？将来到天上去我们都是弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, eventually when we reach heaven, we are all brothers.
你有没有参加过一些真的也很好的聚会他们彼此称某某先生、某某女士，这还不错。
And have you ever gone to a meeting where they would always call each other Mr. So-and-so and Mrs. So-and-so? This
或
is
者
already
就，
pretty good.
或者呢，有的时候就直接用他在社会上的工作某某医生某某的这个律师。
And for example, they may even also use their earthly titles, such as Dr. So-and-so or So-and-so lawyer.
当大家彼此这样称呼的时候，也是带着尊敬，也是带着友爱，但是那弟兄的味道就淡掉了。
And when people say that, it is also with respect and with love, but that brotherly love becomes fainter.
我们看见了，主这样教导我们，他的意思是什么呢？
So when the Lord teaches us about this, what is his purpose?
我们一同奉主的名来聚会的时候。
That when we gather together in the Lord's name,
每个人心里面都是满了基督的，
every person is filled with Christ.
或者我们把基督带到聚会里面来，
Or we bring Christ into the gathering.
每个人心里面都是尊主为大的。
And everyone magnifies Christ.
那么我们在一起生活呢，我们是追求神家里面的那个生活。
And when we gather together, we are pursuing that life in the house of God.
要能够追求神家的生活呢，我们需要放下我自己地上的头衔、是地位、身份、礼貌和习惯。
And to do that, we must set aside our earthly politeness, our earthly titles, our earthly customs.
在这里没有阶级，没有地位，没有头衔，
Over here, there is no position, there is no different levels.
没有文化上的差异，没有财富、贫穷和富人的差异。
There is no difference in terms of culture, there is no difference in education or poverty.
没有种族，没有语言上面的差异，不是说没有难处但是这个差异我们把它拿掉。
And that there is no, it's not that there is no difficulty, but that we remove the distinction for languages, cultures, etc.
彼此的那个真诚啊，那个爱，不是人的礼貌和人情世故。
And the love between brothers and sisters is not some politeness.
弟兄姊妹，那个叫做神的家。
But this is the house of God.
我认识一个弟兄啊，
I once knew a brother.
他被他的公司派到中国去做他们在中国的技术 director 总监。
Who was sent to China to be a director for their company.
他在北京每个主日也去聚会。
In Beijing, he would go to the meeting place every Sunday.
那么他们聚会里面有很多他公司的下属。
And there were many different people within his company at that meeting place.
他去聚会几次以后啊，他就发现这些弟兄姊妹啊，看到他的时候好像还在公司一样。
And then he noticed that when he went to the meeting place, many of these people, when they saw him, they would still treat him as if
对
he were
他
in
都
the
有一
workplace.
种下属对老板的那种感觉。
And he had this feeling of those underlings reporting to a boss.
他就很痛苦。
And he felt very, he felt at pain about that.
他跟主说：“主啊，我要怎么样才能够？”真的享受弟兄相爱的那个生活，聚会生活呢？
And he asked the Lord, Lord, how can I really enjoy this life of brotherly love?
主就教导他，
And the Lord taught him.
你每次要进到聚会，站在门口的时候先祷告一下，
The Lord said, before you enter the meeting place, every time you
告
should
诉
pray.
自己说：“因着你的救赎，我是弟兄。”
And to say that because of your salvation, I am a brother.
这个门好像是个十字架一样。
And that door is like a cross.
我把我自己一切的，我在公司里面对人说话，说你这个做了没有，那个怎么样了，这个态度完全拿掉。
That before the door, you remove all attitude of being a boss where you ask someone if they did this or that.
这弟兄告诉我，他说伯弟兄不容易啊，我每个主日都要这样子，那么而且我主动的去和弟兄姊妹说话。
And he said that it was very difficult. He had to do this every week, and he had to actively go and meet brothers and
而
sisters.
且主动的去听别人说话，
And he had to actively listen to other people speak.
这个叫做学习操练弟兄相爱。
That is to exercise brotherly love.
接下来我要和弟兄姊妹交通一点。
And next, I wanted to share another point.
好，我们学弟兄相爱啊，有非常美好的一幅图画。
If we want to learn brotherly love, there's a very beautiful picture.
在诗篇133篇，
It is in Psalm 133.
诗篇133篇，我读
Psalm
一下。
133.
看那、弟兄和睦同居，是何等的善，何等的美。
Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes.
又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever.
啊，在这里给我们看见弟兄相爱的一幅美丽的图画。
Here we are given a beautiful picture of brotherly love.
它里面讲到弟兄相爱的一个原则，也讲到它的一个结果。
It speaks about principles of brotherly love and also the result.
弟兄相爱，第一个是同居，住在一起。
First, for brotherly love, you must dwell together.
我们今天人要爱远方的人很容易。
Today, it's very easy for you to love someone who's distant from you.
像我和弟兄姊妹不住在一起啊，我也很想念弟兄姊妹，想到的都是大家好，请我吃饭的那个好的光景。
And so, because I live away from brothers and sisters here, I often miss everyone, and I remember all the wonderful meals that we may have.
那么还有，我一去弟兄姊妹就已经预备好好多我们聚会玩吃的东西，那真是 这个爱好丰富啊。
And we see how rich the love is where before I go, that brothers and sisters have already prepared the wonderful places that we can go to eat.
弟兄姊妹可能也觉得伯弟兄还不错，但是如果你跟我住在一起，就发现我是一个很古怪的人。
And brothers and sisters may think that I am okay, but if you live with me, then you may think that I am strange.
我有我的个性啊，
Because I have my different
有
my
我的意
different
见呢、啊，
characteristics.
我有我的意见，我有我的坚持啊。
I have my opinions and the things that I insist on.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现，远处相爱啊容易，但是住在一起相爱啊，就有很多的功课了。
Brothers and sisters, you realize that it is easy to love people from afar, but when you live together, then there are many lessons to learn.
在谈一件事情的时候啊，你就发现。我一直坚持我的看法，就是不肯放下，那大家就不说话了。
And you realize that when you're together, that if one person insists on his opinion, then people stop talking.
啊，所以有的人感觉啊，这样子不好哈，那我就干脆换个聚会好了，那就不同居，你就没有真正的相爱的功课了。
And then some people may say that because the situation, then you should find a different place to gather, and then the living dwelling together is gone.
这就是为什么我们在一个地方彼此要聚在一起，来一起侍奉、一起生活，很重要的一个原因就是我们学相爱的功课。
And this is why we have to gather together to serve and to learn together. One important reason is that we can learn brotherly love.
我在年轻的时候听好多年长的弟兄姊妹讲到他们教会的经历。
And I heard many young people, when I was young, I heard many older ones share about their experiences.
啊，他们说啊，我们常常感觉啊，这个相爱就不住在一起，啊，同住呢就不相爱了。
And they said that a lot of times we feel as if you love one another, then you don't dwell together. If you dwell together, then you don't love one another.
你知道教会的生活啊，这种的学习比人间最亲密的夫妻关系还要细致的。
But you realize that this lesson that we learn in the church is even more detailed than the relationship between husband and wife.
所以诗篇133篇，他说：“看哪、啊，弟兄同居，住在一起。
And so, Psalm 133 says, Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together.
第一个是住在一起，第二个呢，他们是和睦的同居。
And the first thing is that they dwell together. The second is that they dwell together in unity.
啊，这个和睦啊，不是 peace。”而是指着一，那个生命里面的一。
And this unity, it doesn't refer to peace, but it refers to a unity in life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在以弗所书第四章啊第1节到第16节讲这个一啊，是讲的最丰富的一段圣经。
We see that Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 16 speaks very clearly about this unity.
除了主的。约翰福音17章的那个祷告以外啊，我们看圣经里面大概这一段是讲一讲得非常清楚的。
Other than Jesus's prayer in John 17, I think this passage speaks most
当
clearly
我们
about
蒙
unity.
恩得救了以后，那个一已经在你的里面，在他的里面，在我的里
When you are saved by grace, this unity is in each
面。所以
one of
保
us.
罗说啊，要持守这个一。我们需要得着基督的性格。
And so Paul says that if we want to hold fast to the unity, we must all have the same character of Christ.
啊，这就是保罗在以弗所书第四章第1节到第3节讲到那7方面基督的性格。
And that is what Paul speaks about in Ephesians 4, 1 through 3, the seven aspects.
而且这个一啊，有7方面具体的啊，他说我们呢，同一个身体，哈，同一个指望，同一位圣灵。
And he speaks that there are these seven practical outworkings. So you have one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
啊，同一个信，同一个信，同一个敬，然后同一位主，同一位神。
One God and Father of all.
这个我们要持守，
And this is what we must hold fast to.
但是这只是一的开始而已。
But this is only the start of unity.
啊，最后呢，我们要达到在真理上面的同归于一。
Eventually, we will all attain to the unity of the faith.
第二个，在经历认识神儿子耶稣基督的事情上，大家都一样。
And also in the knowledge of the Son of God, that everyone is in the same place.
弟兄姊妹，这个是弟兄相爱，我们里面要学的功课。
Brothers and sisters, this is the lesson that we must learn in loving one another.
这个一是极其宝贵的。
And this unity is so precious.
将来到了主的面前呢，
And
所
one
有
day before the Lord.
地上仇敌所带给我们的痛苦和难处都过去了。
The hurt and the difficulty that the enemy brings has all passed away.
我们自己里面所有不能不像基督，所以我不能与人相合的点，都过去了。
In all things that are not of Christ in us, all things that prevent us from being at peace with one another is all removed.
但是今天我们学弟兄相爱，这个就是主把我们摆在这个环境里面，这是一个机会。
But today the Lord gives us an opportunity to learn brotherly love, and that's why He places us in our circumstances.
如果我们能够这样和睦同居，
If we are able to dwell together in unity,
他说这是何等的美，何等的善。
then this is so beautiful and so how good and how pleasant it is.
弟兄姊妹，他有两重的祝福，
There are
他说
blessings.
好比那贵重的油浇在
It is
亚
like the
伦的头
precious
上。
oil upon the head coming down upon the beard.
所有神的儿女们聚在一起的时候，不是好多的个人，而是一个人了，是一个身
That when
体。
brothers and sisters are dwelling together, it's not many individuals, but it is one body.
这个头是我们的主耶稣基督。
And this head is our
那
Lord
么我
Jesus.
们是他身上的肢体，好像亚伦一样，我们都在神面前尽祭司的职分。
And that we are and we are like Aaron, and we are all doing God's work.
We fulfill the function of priesthood。
We all fulfill the function of priesthood.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等宝贵的！这说出了身体的实际出现了。
And this is so precious, and this shows that the reality of the body is there.
什么是身体的？我们的肢体却心合一的伏在原石底下来尽祭
That
司的
even
功。
though we are many, we are all under, submit ourselves under the head, and we all do our function.
这时候那个福气是什么呢？膏油就流淌在全身。
And what is the blessing? This precious oil flows down upon the entire body.
弟兄姊妹，这是我这么多年来心中一个深处的祷告和爱慕。
And sisters, this is such a deep prayer that I have.
我盼望我们每一个遇见的神儿女们的聚会里面都满了神的膏油。
That in each gathering that we are in, that we may be filled with the anointing oil.
那膏油流淌的时候真是香，真是美。
That when it flows down, it is truly good and it is truly pleasant.
那么第二个福分，
And a second blessing.
他说又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山。
It is like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion.
因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生
Where
命。
there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever.
我们知道以色列地是处在北纬大概30度上下那边地中海的沙漠型的气候。
We know that the land of Israel is around 30 degrees latitude, and it is in a Mediterranean dry climate.
有一点像美国的加州的南加州那个地方，
It is similar to Southern California in the US.
那边真是干得不得了的。
It is very dry.
但是以色列地的北边，在黎巴嫩的交界，是一个山脉，叫做黑门山脉。
But we see that that there is a mountain range in the northern part of Israel joining with Lebanon, and that is Mount Hermon.
这个黑门的希伯来文的意思就是白头的意思。
And Hermon means white-capped in Hebrew.
它每年从冬天到夏天呢，它山顶上面都有白色，都有雪的。
And we see that there is snow on the top of Mount Hermon throughout the year.
那么那边降雨量是很少，我们弟兄Philip 是学气象的。
And so we know that the rainfall there is not a lot.
但是呢，他们那里却有很好的水果，很好的农作物产生出来。
But they have very good produce, many fruits that are produced there.
为什么呢？每天晚上啊，这海上的湿气碰到高原的那个寒冷的空气，它就凝结成为露珠。
And why is that? Because the air coming from the ocean, it meets the cool air from the mountains and it produces a lot of dew.
啊，不仅在黑门山脉上面滋润黎巴嫩的香柏树，并且整个南地的地方，他们晚上也有露水。
And it is not only in the northern part to nourish the cedars of Lebanon, but it also flows all the way, but it even reaches down to the Negev.
这个露水长出什么东西来呢？
And what grows from the dew?
永远生命的福分。
It is blessing, life forever.
我在年轻的时候找到一本灵修的书，叫做《黑门的甘露
And once I read, when I was young, I saw this spiritual book. It was called The Dew of Hermon.
》。每天的一句话就叫我读完了以后好滋润啊。
And there was one, I would read a verse, I would read a portion every day, and it would nourish me very much.
后来我把它送给一位初得救的弟兄啊，
Later on, I gave it to a brother who had just believed in the Lord.
因为我没有什么可以供应人的，我想我把我觉得最好的送给他。
Because I didn't have anything to give, and I felt that I would give the best to them.
这是什么呢？当弟兄相爱，我们追求他的时候，
What is this? When brothers love, brothers and sisters love one another, when we pursue him,
神的家里面就充满了生命的那个温暖，
then
啊，
the
家
house of
的那个
God,
味道。
the house of God is filled with the warmth and the atmosphere of the Lord.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你羡不羡慕我们的聚会是这个样子呢？
Brothers and sisters, do you desire that our gathering is like this?
好，我自己是非常非常的爱慕。
Personally, I truly desire to see this.
对，过去30年来，我碰到我们聚会啊，有会写书法的年长弟兄姊妹。
And so in the past 30 years, I encountered brothers and sisters who knew how to write
calligraphy 不
who knew
是
how to write calligraphy.
啊，那么 Chinese calligraphy，
Chinese calligraphy.
我就请他们呢，他们说我送一幅字给你好不好？写什么？我都是请他们写诗篇133篇。
Whenever they asked me if they wanted me, if they wanted to, if they wanted me to, whenever they asked me whether I wanted them to write some phrase, I would always ask them to write Psalm 133.
我家里有好几个弟兄们写的不同版本的诗篇133篇。
I have so many different versions of Psalm 133 written by all these different brothers.
我有时候跟弟兄姊妹讲哈，说不定哪一天我能够把它挂起来，裱好放在我们会所的进门。
And I tell brothers and sisters, perhaps I can hang it up somewhere,
弟兄姊
perhaps in the
妹，
door.
这个是彼得看见的，我们要过一个正常的。合神心意的教会生活，我们
And
做
this
弟
is
兄。
what Peter has seen, that we should live a normal and a godly life.
那么我们接下来看，在约翰福音13章34节，主给我们的
Next,
命
what
令是
is God's command to us in John 13, verse 34 and 35?
啥？主说呢，我怎样爱你们？你们就要照着我的爱来彼此相爱。
And just even as I have loved you, that you love one another.
弟兄姊妹，这句话很清楚给我们看见：如果你我没有经历主耶稣的爱，我们没有得着基督怎么爱我那个爱。
Brothers and sisters, this is very clear. If we have not experienced the Lord's love, if we have not experienced how the Lord loves us,
我们就不会，我们也不能弟兄相爱。
then we do not know and we do are unable to love one another.
那我们的爱就是人间的爱。
And our love is just the love between people.
我们知道人间的爱有朋友的爱，有同志的爱，有这个同事的爱。
We know that human love, there's the love between friends, the love of family, and the love
Camaraderie.
of camaraderie.
弟兄姊妹，那么我们在一起聚会呢，你就看见我们只能。接受跟我一样的人，不能接受跟我不一样的人。
And brothers and sisters, you see that in the church, we often can only accept those who are like us, not those different from
所以
us.
我讲到啊，一用了主耶稣讲到一用了各种的称呼，在教会里面的时候，一就走了这些系统和人的方法的时候，弟兄相爱就模糊了。
And so I shared earlier that when we follow these different institutional titles, that it often causes the brotherly love to disappear.
所以教会是神的家。
So the church is the house of God.
弟兄姊妹们，那么我们要看看主耶稣到底怎么爱我。
Brothers and sisters, we want to see just how did the Lord love us?
你我在生活中啊，我们是不是接受了主的爱，也领会了主的爱？
Have we accepted the Lord's love and have we received the Lord's love
We understand,
and
we
understand the
comprehend.
Lord's love?
我有的时候，像我们做儿女，父母亲爱我们，但是我们却不觉得他怎么爱我。
For example, when we are children, we know that our parents love us, but we don't always feel it.
We don't 所以中国人有一句话说，等你自己做父母亲的时候，你才知道父母亲的心，叫做养儿方知父母心。
And that's why in Chinese there's an expression that translates to it's only when you become parents that you understand how your parents
Oh,
love
your
you.
parents loved us 啊，我们自己做了父母亲才知道我的爸爸妈妈以前是那样爱我，那时候我一点都不知道他爱我。
And when you were young, you didn't realize it, but when you're a parent, you realize just how much your parents love you.
弟兄姊妹，今天早上我们花一点点时间看看主耶稣怎么爱
Brothers and sisters, let's take just a little time to see how the Lord Jesus loved us.
我。我要用约翰福音十三章里面
I
的
will
记载。
use John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章第一节，
Chapter 13, verse 1.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Now, before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come and that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
主耶稣的爱是爱我们到底的爱。
And Lord Jesus' love loves us even to the end.
这个到底哈，我们可以讲，他在时间上面是他永远不放弃，永远不改变。
And so this means that in eternity, he never gives up on us and he
他
never
从来
changes.
不灰心，从来不停止的。
And that he no never despairs and stops.
另外一面呢，这爱到底讲到这个爱的性质。
On the other hand, it speaks of the character of this love.
这个爱的，他所能够达到的结果。
It speaks of the result that this love can achieve.
主耶稣的爱在我们身上，它有一个荣耀的结果和目的的，
This love that the Lord Jesus has upon us has a glorious end and a purpose.
就是把我们建立起来，
Which is to build us up,
使我们成全我们，perfect us，
to perfect us,
并且带我们进到荣耀里面。
and to bring us into glory.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今生对主的爱的认识，哈，可以达到一个极其丰富的一个境界。
And brothers and sisters, this is the way that we can reach a very full life.
那么，主怎么具体的表现出他的爱呢？
So how is this expressed?
在约翰福音十三章，我们看见主耶稣主动的做众人的仆人。
We see in John 13 that Jesus actively chose to be the servant of this people.
门徒们都已经坐席了，但是没有一个人洗脚，没有一个人洗手。
That the disciples had already sat down to eat, but no one washed each other's feet and no one washed their hands.
主耶稣啊，因为那个是仆人是婢女做的事情。
That is what the maids were supposed to do.
但是主耶稣那一天一进来，他就脱下外衣，束上带子，打了水。
But that day, when the Lord Jesus entered, he laid aside his garments and taking a towel, he girded himself.
他为门徒们洗脚。
And he washed the feet of his disciples.
这个爱呢，是没有条件的爱。
This is a love that has no conditions.
不求回报的爱，
It doesn't ask for anything in return.
是一个基督那个羔羊降卑生命里面流出来的爱，
But this is the result of the lamb humbling himself and that life that flows out.
非常自然的。
It is very natural.
第二个哈，我们看主耶稣12个门徒都是各有各的特点的。
Next, we see that each of Jesus' disciples had their unique features.
有彼得这个快的人，有雅各和约翰这说话大声很厉害的人。
There was Peter who was very impulsive, and then there was James and Andrew who spoke very loudly.
这个 James and John
哦，James and John.
所以主给他们起一个绰号叫做雷子、半奇尼。
And so Jesus called them the sons of thunder.
他们一讲话就很厉害，声音很大，而且审判人。
When they spoke, they were very loud and they would judge people.
弟兄姊妹，还有像腓力这样的
And there was someone like Philip,
人。腓力很好
who was very good.
他很有爱，他会去找他的同伴的这个拿但业。
He was filled with love and went to find his companion,
你看拿
Nathaniel.
但业是个心直口快的人
And Nathaniel was
，very straight person，
a very straightforward person.
他很 straightforward，所以讲话有的时候别人就听不进去了。
And sometimes when he spoke, other people wouldn't be able to listen.
那么我不去多讲还有呢，这个喜欢闹革命的、出去举办游行的这个愤锐党的西门。
And there was also Simon the Zealot, who was very much interested in nationalism or in independence.
然后还有一个很爱钱的、会偷钱的犹大，
And there was Judas, who loved money and would steal the money.
但是主耶稣跟他们相处没有差别，没有成变、成见，也没有偏心。
But when Jesus interacted with them, there was no difference, there was no bias or prejudice.
主耶稣放下他的自己，
But Jesus laid down himself.
没有私心，
He did not have any partiality.
没有。他没有他的自己 self
And there was no self.
然后呢，他服侍每一个人的时候，是尊重每一个人的特点来带领，
And when he served, he recognized each other's individuality.
是合宜的，是贴切的。
And it was appropriate and proper.
那么主耶稣对于我们里面需要被修正或者被劝诫的。他用恩典、用宽容、用温和来劝。
And he will use grace and meekness and forbearance to correct people.
你看在最后的晚餐呢，主知道犹大要卖他，主不直接的说犹大，你不要做这件事。
We see that when on the Last Supper, when the Lord Jesus knew that Judas was going to betray him, he did not tell Judas to change his mind.
主那一天在席间呢。最尊重的就是犹大，
But that night, the Lord treated Judas with most the greatest honor.
以色列人告诉我们说，一个主人请客，谁是最尊贵的，他就跟那个人一起蘸饼在那个醋里面。
And so, Jewish custom tells us that whoever is the most honored guest would dip his bread in the same cup as the
主给
host.
那个对方呢，是格外的尊重。而
And
且
so he
用，
was so he treated his he treated him with so much with such honor.
而且用温柔的方式说，你想做的你就做吧。实际上，主是想要把它挽回来。
And very quietly he said, "What you do, do quickly." In reality, he wanted to restore him.
弟兄姊妹们，还有我们看见，当彼得跌倒的时候，主耶稣承担，先为他祷告。
And brothers and sisters, we see that when Peter was about to fall, that Jesus prayed for him first.
当主复活了以后，彼得灰心了，还是去打鱼。主耶稣来扶持，来供应。
And when Jesus rose from the dead and Peter was filled with discouragement and went to fish, that Jesus went to find him.
那两个往以马忤斯去的灰心的门徒，主耶稣陪他们走路。
The two disciples who were discouraged on their way to Emmaus, Jesus walked with them.
最后主耶稣来呼召彼得。
And finally, Jesus went to call Peter.
主对彼得完全的信任，来成全他。
And Jesus went and perfected Peter.
难怪彼得他在要见主的时候，我想他心里面充满了感激，充满了爱。
And so before Peter was going to meet his Lord, he was filled with love and he was stirred up for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们若是常常思想主的爱，
Brothers and sisters, if we constantly consider the Lord's love,
我们看见弟兄的时候，我们
when we
才会
see
用
brothers and
主的爱
sisters,
来爱弟兄。
we will love with, we will use that love to love brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，我们在爱弟兄的身上，我提四个点，我只有一分钟了，快快的讲。
So as 1 minute, I will quickly speak about how to love one another.
第一个要真诚。
First, it must be without falsehood.
彼得前书第一章第二十二节，要用无畏的真诚的爱心彼此相爱。
It says in 1 Peter 1:22 to have a sincere love of the brethren.
爱弟兄没有虚假。
There is no falsehood.
No, 这个哈，然后第二个哈，我们爱弟兄要亲热，这是保罗说的话。
And second, Paul says that it must be with warm affection.
啊，这个是在罗马书十二章第十节。
That is in Romans 12 verse 10.
第三个点，爱弟兄啊，要宽容，要接纳，无条件的接纳。
And third, it must be with full acceptance and forbearance. There is no prerequisite.
这在马太福音十八章二十一到二十七节。
That is in Matthew 18:21 to 27.
哦，这一段经文呢，主教我二十多年，我在主面前慢慢去体会它。
And the Lord has been teaching me this for 20 years, and I slowly start to understand.
当我体会以后，我才发现呢，我感觉我没有爱，我亏欠弟兄。
And only after I started to understand that I realized that I had no love, that I would often discount brothers and sisters.
第四个点。
And the fourth point.
如果弟兄和弟兄之间有了意见上、个性上的不同的时候
，If brothers and sisters have any differences of opinion or character，
我们要主动的、敞开的去寻求交通。啊
，We must actively go to fellowship and to share，
能够彼此相劝
，to encourage and to exhort one another。
当我们这样的时候，圣灵会把这个出路。显明在我们的中间。
And when we do that, then the Spirit will show a way out.
最后呢，彼得讲到，有了弟兄相爱，还要加上爱。
And finally, Peter says, add to brotherly kindness, love.
我只讲一件，一件事情。
I will just say about one thing.
真正的爱就是达到完全。
True love is to attain to perfection.
所以在马太福音第五章第四十八节，主说：“你们要完全像我们的天父一样完全。”
So it says in Matthew 5:48, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect."
真正的爱是十字架生活最高的表现。
And true love is the highest expression of the life of the cross.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这样子，啊，我们见主面的时候。我们在地上的生活，带来属灵的价值。
Brothers and sisters, this way when we meet the Lord, our spiritual life will have spiritual value.
要显出属灵的价值。
And it will show the spiritual value.
好，我们一同有一点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主为着你丰满的恩典，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you for your rich grace.
愿你用你的话语教导我们。
May you use your words to teach us.
借着圣灵引导我们进入真理。
The Holy Spirit may guide us into all truth.
愿你祝福凡来到你跟前所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
May you bless all dear brothers and sisters who draw near before you.
主啊，我们是属你的。
Lord, we belong to you.
你负我们一切的责任。
And you are responsible for us.
亲爱的主，但愿我们在地上的生活能够叫父的心喜悦和满足。
Lord, may our life on earth be pleasing to the Father.
好叫父能够快快地打发你回来。
That the Father may send you back quickly.
主啊，愿你快来。
Lord, may you come quickly.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
We thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.